VA Mobile.
VA Mobile?
Not here, isn't it?
It's, sort of kind of maybe feeling like some flying weather.
Yeah, I know. I came out of Ingles after getting groceries and sweating in the car. That's pretty good. I kind of like that.
Look over here at Holly Springs Road and Hampton Road. It is 57 degrees. That's, compared to what it has been, that's rather pleasant.
Enough airflow over it yet since I got out of Ingles. It only says 50 over here, right off 290 between Ingles and...
Well, hey, even at that, that's still a whole lot better than 22.
Absolutely. On that electric bill, too.
Bet. Shoot, man, I broke out the wood pile and I've been burning my wood stove. Oh, gosh. That can be a blessing in disguise, but it can also be a real problem because my wife keeps throwing wood in the wood stove, and she had it up to 78 degrees in there last night.
It is with our chimneyless fireplace. You turn it on, turn it off. You don't light a fire, but when you turn it on, it's got natural gas, so you don't have to have it brought out. It's just always there. But when you turn it on high, in about 10 minutes, you are coming out of some clothes because it is hot in there.
Way to take care of that is just go over to your thermostat on your heat pump and hit fan on instead of auto, and it'll pull some of that heat around through the house.
That is a good idea, but it's kind of at the lowest spot of the house, so when it goes out of there, it makes the heaters, the electric heaters, stop doing anything, you know, upstairs and downstairs because it supplies enough heat. I mean, when power goes out, we can keep the house comfortable with just that chimneyless fireplace. It does the whole house.
My daughter just bought has one of those. Have you got natural gas over there, or do you have propane?
And from underground.
That's natural gas. Okay. Well, they don't have natural gas available to them over there at that little house. Or actually, it's not a little house. It's 1,800 square feet. And the long and the short of it, whoever had the house before had a 100-gallon tank brought in. And when they bought the house, it had about half full. And they've been enjoying that thing.
That's a lot warmer than electric heat. I don't know why it's that way, but it works better. It conducts the heat conducts through the house a whole lot better.
You are talking about a heat pump, right?
The gas heat does better than the heat pump. The heat pump will keep it warm. It'll keep, but you don't want to get under a vent because there's cold air blowing on you.
Well, that's just it. The air, at best, coming out of a heat pump is at around 80 to 85 degrees. So it feels cool to you, even though it is heating the house. So, yeah, that's why that natural gas heat just feels so good. When it comes out, oh, yeah, baby.
Last year, though, all the years that I've been here before last year, as soon as we turned it on, the price was negligible, right? Like $40, and 1 month would be a high bill. But last year, that changed. It got kind of cold for a few days, and we left it running for a few days, and wow, that was like an electric bill.
They're cutting in on their share, and it doesn't cost them a dime more for the natural gas than it did 10 years ago. And that's what bugs me. You know, when everything else goes up, like electricity, they follow suit. And there's no justification for it. Heck, to have propane delivered right now is running close to $4 a gallon. That hurts.
Well, you still have to pay all the people that do all the work to get it to your house, and they make more money than they did before. I don't know what percentage it is. Probably not the same as it is with gasoline. But anyway, I'm backing it in the driveway. I got to unload groceries. Good talking to you. Thinking about going flying. W4DJW.
Tell you what, Dave, you get unloaded, get everything situated, and I'm going to take a good look at the weather prognosticators' predictions. And if they get us some decent weather up in the 50s without any wind like today, hey, man, I might just try to get out. So I'll give you a holler if that's the case. KN4 VWA, I'm clear. Don't you strain yourself carrying them groceries now.
All right. Don't forget to look at that Blixer either. W4DJW clear.
And that is in process, too, my friend. KN4 VWA clear.